Alan and Jean Hitchcock decided to end their marriage of 24 years. In anticipation of the divorce settlement, Alan began to review the family's financial records. And as he sorted through the files, he came across an old faded check made out to the hotel where he and Jean had stayed on their honeymoon. Another check had paid for the installment on their first car. He picked up another check and remembered with fatherly pride how he had written it out to the hospital when their daughter was born. And then there was a down payment on their first home. After several hours of sorting through their financial records, Alan realized just how much he and his wife had invested in their marriage. He paused, deep in thought for several minutes. Then he closed the file and dialed his wife's number. After an awkward exchange, he blurted out the reason for the call. Would she consider working with him to rebuild their marriage? While a family crisis such as Alan and Jean's may be foreign to some of us, the message of their family's finances is common. It's a story of our lives. It tells us of our values, how much we save, what we spend, to whom we give. In fact, our bank statements tell us more about our priorities than anything else. That's why the Bible says so much about money and possessions. It contains 500 verses on prayer, fewer than 500 on faith, but more than 2,350 verses on money and possessions. 15% of everything that Jesus Christ said had to do with it. The Lord said a lot about it because He loves us and cares deeply for us. He realizes that from time to time, all of us will experience financial challenges, and He wants us to handle money in a way that pleases Him and is the smartest way for us. He dealt with money matters because money really does matter.